Great timing on Classical Show ending exactly at 11 p.m. According to that WMFO digital clock up on the wall, it is 11 p.m. and you're in tune to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. Now, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, it is 11:02 here at your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, but we'll be bringing you 2 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable, so much silliness that you could shake your stick at, and some of us has been double-dong daring you since 1990, so why stop now, just because Belinda is away? I am here, in person, and live in the studio. For me, that is still a unique characteristic for radio these days in my life. And as I've done last time I did the show back in March, I just like to prove it and ask Siri, what time is it?
It's 11:03 p.m.
And Siri, what is today's date?
It's Saturday, August 27th, 2022.
There you go. Time-stamped, live, and in person, here in the WMFO studios. A unique situation for me. I am not Belinda. For Belinda, it's been a situation that she's been doing her show pre-recorded from Babyland, but for the walk, she's down in Babyland on the Cape these days, so why come all the way up here to WMFO in Medford when she can do it pre-recorded in our 21st century post-pandemic ways of doing things? And she would be there live on the Facebook chat group. You can go to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and follow along with all the silliness there that's happening there as well as here. And they do kind of work in conjunction with each other. So yes, I am not Belinda, and I am going to bring you some silliness. And of course, at around the midnight hour, we'll be bringing you the radio obituaries. It's the time where we say farewell to people who've passed away in recent days and weeks and months. Yes, there is a backlog. Poor Belinda has been struggling with that and stating the problem thereof. I've done my part as best I can to pick out obituaries from every month going back to March and as recent as just a few days ago. So we'll be doing the radio obituaries right around the midnight hour. But between here and there, there's a lot of silliness to get to. And as I am not Belinda, what am I going to do to present you some silliness between now and then? Well, in this first half hour portion of the program, I figured I would just rely on the stable of stars that are among the Bubble and Think Tank favorites. So why don't we get that underway right about now here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. This first one's going out to Cleo the Cat. Just for you. Meow.
I'm not a doctor, so don't show me your paw. You got me cornered up against the wall, and I don't know how I got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Sick when you're around, I won't be your toad, and I don't know how it got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Sometimes I don't have a clue about what you mean. You're always water just to watch the steam, and I don't know how something so good turned to something so bad. Baby, come get your cat. Somewhere, you can't pin that on me. We've gone from bad to worse, with nothing in between. And I don't know how it got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Baby, come get your cat.
Speedy West.
This is the B-side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest. I will sticker Union Jack to the forest of your cheek, through the holes in your string bag. Once again, I hear your laugh, and I kiss, yes, I kiss your perfumed hair,
but she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
A giraffe.
And each time I hear your name,
fine,
oh, 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 mama, how it hurts. In the wardrobe of my soul.
Oh, my soul.
In the section labeled chats.
And I suspect this is one of only two times anybody's going to hear us play Cuddly Toy by the Monkees. Thank you very much.
Was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that I'd love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only jubilant train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. Ooh. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed
by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that I'd love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I've been living in too much history from the time that I had understanding of the world until today. I have seen so many changes that I often sit and contemplate the marvel of what has taken place in the world, technically, and the degeneration that has taken place among religion and morality. I am constantly amazed at the changes, that there should be such an imbalance in life, that on one hand, we should have so much knowledge. And how is it that with all the knowledge we have so little wisdom? What upsets me now is the lack of understanding in people my age, or anyone over the age of 50. They do not understand youthful exuberance. We're so upset by the energy that they're wasting in wrong ways. We should realize that young people have a great deal of energy, and we should expect them, in this modern age, with all the technical things we have to live with, that they are not going to act like we did. We have to understand that. My advice to people is when you reach past your 80s, live as you please. Do as you please and count each blessing every day that you get up. Be grateful that you can move around, that you can see people, and that you can breathe. Whatever time is left to you, you have to enjoy it. Enjoy every moment of it.
Thank you. I know you like a dooba 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 dooba. I know you dooba 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 like a dooba dooba dooba.
Yes, I dooba 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 like a dooba 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 dooba. Just like a dooba 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 like a dooba 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 dooba.
I think we're just going to jump right back in with a little something from a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Skeeter Davis, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Love to feel the summer sunshine. Love to hear the summer finally over.
feel the summer sun.
A tisket, a tasket, brown and yellow basket. Sent a letter to my baby. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. Pretty girlie picked it up, put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue without a single thing to do. Kept on trucking all around when she spotted all around. Ah, she took it, that yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I shall die to get it from her, son. Yeah.
Was that already 30 minutes of silliness? Well, I believe it was, because the WMFO digital clock is saying 11:30, 35, 36, 37. You get the idea. So that was already a half hour of silliness here on your Freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank with 2 hours of silliness coming at you. In about 30 minutes from now, we'll have the radio obituaries. Now I know that Belinda has been going over the 2 hours during these summer months, because students are not yet back and there's not a show scheduled after us, and she takes full advantage of that. But me being here live means that I have to be up till at least 1 o'clock and then go home. So luckily home is not too far away. But I'm only putting in the 2 hours because it's past my bedtime. As some of you out there know at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, the posse out there, you know, when I'm live with you on the Facebook chat group, I barely make it to the radio obituaries, and I always check them out later in the archives. But I got to check them out live tonight because I'm here doing them for you. I don't have a problem with that for tonight. But as a result, we're only going to 1 o'clock, and my apologies for those of you who like to stay up late and go later. But Belinda will be back next week, and she can give you all the silliness until your heart's content with that have no doubt. But in the meantime, let's jump back into the silliness. I mean, that first half-hour set was all from the Stable of Stars, but me being not Belinda, I don't really know exactly who's in the Stable of Stars. I only surmise that from listening to the show and gathering some information. But maybe our particular head of research, Mr. Frederick Stockwell, might have an actual list of the Stable of Stars for future reference, so I can continue with that. So what I'm going to do for the next half hour of silliness is bring you some of the things that I know are in the Stable of Stars, like this first thing from Christine Lavin and Four Bitchin' Babes, but some other artists who I think should be in the Stable of Stars who may not be. But then again, maybe they will be, or maybe they are, I don't know. Like, is Deborah Hanson Conant in the Stable of Stars? I think she might be, but we'll be hearing from her. Is Jim's Big Ego in the Stable of Stars? I don't think so, but I think he should be. How about Randy Rainbow? Well, all these and more will be coming at you in the silliness between now and the midnight hour when we go to the radio obituaries. So let's get this silliness back going here on your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford.
In 6000 BC, a nomad from the Middle East put milk into a bag made from the belly of a beast. He hopped his horse and started riding through the desert sun all day, which caused the enzyme in the bags to make curds and whey. He stopped to take a drink, opened the bag and said, "Oh geez, if there were patents, I'd be rich, 'cause I've just invented cheese." Oh, take your chocolate, take your ice cream, take your pastries, please. The reason for this extra chin is all because of cheese. 8,000 summers later, I'm 16, I wanna work. And a sign upon a cheese store said they need another clerk. Thanks to small but frequent samples, I became a cheese doyen. And I never will eat cheddar or wear size 6 pants again. Oh, take your chocolate, take your ice cream, take your pastries, please. The reason that I look this way is all because of cheese. The Swedish call it ost, the Greeks say tirsi, French fromage, and Spanish queso, Chinese it's ninau. White, orange, blue, or yellow, sharp, tangy, smooth, or mellow, the one food I can't live without. Now and then at concerts, the band will do a song with group participation, and it's called a sing-along. So for you lactose lovers, it's cheese type testing time. You fill in the missing word and O-P-S, it rhymes. Now's the time to prove your coagulated milk product expertise. The answers to these questions will all be types of cheese. If your kid's a picky eater, you know just what to get her. The world's best-selling cheese, we all know that it's
cheddar.
If you're undone by soft, warm cheese that goes down easily, serve with grapes and crackers, your cheese of choice is
three.
And if you make lasagna, there's one cheese that you gotta have upon your grocery list, that cheese we call
ricotta.
Say you want some Danish cheese to bring to a party, semi-soft with holes in it, you're gonna choose
Havarti.
This cheese is pierced with needles, and it's got blue veins built in. It's English and it's stinky. We know it to be
Stilton.
You throw this on your pizza, it's more white in shade than yellow. It's mild and it's stringy. We call it
mozzarella.
Oh, you've just proved your cheese IQ of varying degrees. And for my final stunt, here is the A to Z of cheese. Adelaide American, Asiago, Brie, Blue, Bath cheese, Bellago, Colby Cottage, Cheddar Cream, Camembert, Devonshire, Ebbafeta, and Gruyere, Gouda, Havarti, Hand cheese, Ia, Jalapeño, Cajanac, Longrise, Monterey Jack, Neufchâtel, Orkney, Provolone, Quark, Roncel, Swiss Trapper, Del Velveeta, Wellington, Xanadu's a cheese, and also a movie starring Olivia Newton-John. Yak cheese, Yorkshire Blue, Zamorano, and last but not least, Zanetta Parmigiano.
Take your chocolate, take your ice cream, take your pastries, please. The reason that I look this way is all because of cheese.
I'm gonna tell you a little story now.
I'm gonna tell you a little story about the dogs in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know what? I live in a neighborhood where the dogs run free. I live on a street where I can walk outside on my porch any morning and I can see the dogs of Somerville, Massachusetts. I can see them as they are running to work. And you know, I'll tell you something about these dogs. Some of these dogs are still wearing hard hats. Those are the blue-collar dogs. But things are changing in my neighborhood. A lot of the dogs are going back to school to get their pedigrees. They're shaving their whiskers. They're wearing color-coordinated coats. Some of them won't even wear fur. Oh, yes. These are the dogs in my neighborhood. They're macho, and yet they are sensitive. And they have a little tune that they sing as they're coming down the street and round the corner. Now, I want to sing that song to you now. And while I'm singing, I want you to imagine that you too are the dogs of Somerville. Imagine that you see the world from about a foot and a half off the ground. Imagine that it's Tuesday, because Tuesday is garbage day in Somerville and the world smells like heaven. And imagine, if you will, that you can scratch your ear with your foot. Yeah, doesn't that feel good? Yeah. And as you come around the corner and down the street, you sing a little song. It's oh so sweet, and it goes like this. Ooh, it goes. We are the macho dogs of Somerville, USA. Sniff and we fight and we play. We frighten all the kitty cats every time we say, you better bow wow out of our way. You better be gone, you better bow wow out of our way. Oh, oh, oh. We are the macho dogs of Somerville, USA. We sniff and we fight and we play. We frighten all the kitty cats every time we say, you better bow wow out of our way. You better be gone, you better bow wow out of our way. We're coming round, wow, 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 the corner down the street. You better south, wow, 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 the call to every bow, wow, 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 so you meet us. Macho dogs of Somerville, USA. We sniff and we fight and we play. We frighten all the kitty cats every time we say, you better bow wow out of our way. Come on and sing along with me. You better bow wow out of our way. Can you sing along with me? Bow wow out of our way. You better bow wow out of our way. You better bow wow out of our way. To howl like you are howling at the moon. Are you ready to howl? All right. You better bow wow out of our way. Oh, 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 oh. Let me hear you. Oh. That is right.
The way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright.
Everybody's thinking about me.
It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. I'm trying to cut down on my
my caffeine consumption. So when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. This stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Hey, how you doing? Looking good. You been working out? Yeah, I can tell. Alright, see you later. I love to work, I love to roll, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I'd love to do these things if I ever had the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this one I'm seeing, except we never really get all ton of spend together, so we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat and I'd drink and I'd run and I'd sleep and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. So, you know, my beeper doesn't work underwater. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot and the poison goes up to your brain and you die. And say it, please. Say it, please. Actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I really love to do more than anything else. Except I probably hate it. Being distressed, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
Congratulations on completing a trip around the sun. Congratulations on completing a trip around the sun. Congratulations on completing a trip around the sun. Congratulations on completing a trip around the sun.
When I was your age, the phone was tied to the wall with a kinky, twisty, 3.5-foot cord. It's hard to believe, but it had a ring that could not be turned off or ignored. You couldn't choose the sound of the ring, it was just the sound we called the phone. We'd never heard of a ringtone. When I was your age, video games looked nothing like the illustrations on the box. All of the graphics consisted of nothing more than simple lines and dots. Missiles were just a few pixels, and the jungle swinging guy was a stick figure. Nothing bigger. when I was your age. When I was your age. When I was your age, we had this stuff called film. You would stick in a camera before you took a shot, and then you had to wait like a month until you could tell what photos you got. You would hand the film to a guy in a parking lot who lived in a booth. No shit, it's the truth. When I was your age, you had to wait till the movie was either in the theater or on TV. If you wanted adventure, you couldn't rent adventure, you just had to wait and see. And once you were watching, you couldn't stop or pause or even try to rewind. But hey, we didn't mind. When I was your age. When I was your age. You see me as a grown-up, singing from the stage. I bet you can't believe I was ever your age. I was your age. When I was your age, I liked watching Star Wars, but I hear you like Star Wars more than me. I wanted to be Indiana Jones, and Dr. Jones is who you aspire to be. And I love playing with Legos, and Legos are what you currently build and rearrange. Yes, some things never change. When I was your age, I didn't like doing homework, but when it was finished, it always felt real good. I didn't like brushing my teeth, but I brushed my teeth because Bert and Ernie said that I should. I didn't like listening to Mom, though I knew deep inside it was the right thing to do. And hey, so do you. You know what's true before you can say boo. You'll be my age too.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Some shadow. Seems to be a safe attached. Hey, watch it up there!
Daffy?
What?
Daffy, this is a serious ballad. Shall we try it again?
Roll 'em when you're ready, Amadeus. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Whoa! Sudden, wasn't it? Valet parking.
Excuse me, Daffy?
Yes, Mr. Engineer.
We're trying to create a mood here with the strings and all.
Oh, so it's mood you aspire to, hmm? Well, brother, if it's mood you want, it's mood you'll get.
Thank you. We'll roll when you're ready.
Pleasure's mine. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Oh, really?
Daffy?
It's nothing, just nothing. Press ahead, maestro. Press ahead's a figure of speech.
Did you say something? Yesterday, rolling.
yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Hey, Mr. Literal, somebody! That's a good fellow. Let's try that again, Mr. Engineer. Somebody stand lookout!
Yesterday, still rolling.
Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say, but I did. Something wrong, no, I long for yesterday.
Daffy? Daffy?
Raise the mizzenmast, Starbuck. We're heading for a squall. Scared? My luggage. Oh, a mint. Thanks.
Would you like to take a break or go right through till we're finished? There's only one more verse.
I live to sing. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Trust me, folks, next gig I take, it's gonna be classical music. Hey, I wasn't serious. Stop! I wasn't serious. I'll sing anything. How about Stormy Monday? Bethany Mucho. Feelings!
Good session. You got a real way of coaxing a performance out of a singer.
Eh, call it a gift, Doc.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the January 6th hearings, which will finally determine the criminal culpability of former fake president Donald Jessica Trump. Now let's go to some behind-the-scenes DVD extras from his pre-recorded address to the nation on January 7th. Okay, whenever you're ready, sweetie.
And we are rolling. Everyone, please clear the set. We're rolling. Thank you. Okay, Mr. President, you're on in five.
You got this, bitch.
Three.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday.
Sing out, Louise!
But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say...
Just say you're a big fat loser.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Let's take that again.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Yesterday. Such a complicated word to say. When his dentures start to slip away, he's not okay with yesterday. Plain to see how he screwed with our democracy. Binging Big Macs while he watched TV. This just ain't on our history. When the votes came through, they were blue instead of red. So he said, if you staged a coup and went to bed, fuck this guy. And the hypocrites who still comply.
I'm joined now by the man everyone's talking about, Attorney General Garland. Judy, seditious conspiracy, espionage, bad hair. What the hell is it going to take to nail this guy? No pressure.
The Justice Department has been doing the most wide-ranging investigation in its history.
Well, step on it, sis, because he's getting ready to announce, and we cannot let him be president again. I'm running out of show tunes.
The Justice Department has, from the beginning, been moving urgently to bring to justice everybody who's criminally responsible for interfering with the peaceful transfer of power.
We said, girl, time to go.
He said no.
That piece of trash. tried, stop the steal, grab the wheel, and tried to crash the country. History. On that awful January day, when Josh Hawley tried to join the fray, then shit his pants and ran away.
Blasphemy!
What?
Cried the slimy awful GOP when they broke into his property for national security. He's done every crime, now it's time to crush this clown. Go and lock him up, or he'll flush this country down the toilet. Yesterday, please don't take us back to yesterday. Get your shit together, DOJ, and prosecute like yesterday. Lock him up like yesterday.
We will have the evidence.
Step on it, sis.
Here I am trying to give mother a kiss. She thinks it's not Christian to live like this. Crowd was storming, running wild, taking orders from an obese, spoiled child. And dang me, they even brought a rope to hang me. High in Washington, D.C. Mother, would you weep for me? Might as well set up a government with the rest of the guys. Out of six, no maths on five. Lining up for groceries, forgot the rent. Only one more week of unemployment, and dang me. Dang me, putting up a fake noose to hang me for a Facebook vignette. Oh, mother, have you watched it yet? Well, states are red and states are blue. I'm back in Indiana with nothing to do. Pictured her pussy hair, apple pie. Not only me that's attracting flies. Dang me, dang me. They want to take a rope and hang me on the steps of the Capitol. Bam, 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 bam. Mother, do you care at all?
Eugene Chadbourne, he can be a pretty silly guy.